21 top 40 singles, 10 Juno Award nominations, Canadian Music Hall of Famers. You know them very well. Dansey, welcome to Brian Greenway of April Wine.
Good afternoon, wherever you are.
Yes, exactly. Now you guys are, of course, coming to Edmonton again, and you guys have been through this way countless times. When I use the word Edmonton, what can you share with me? What stands out for you that you might be able to share with the listeners?
Wow, Edmonton. I remember one time there was a real serious smell of a bad well years ago. But that's not a good thing, right? The Edmonton crowds were always very good to us, the audiences, and they still are.
Awesome.
I love being there in the summer because it gets light. It stays light real late, you know.
And opposing to the winter when it's always dark, right?
I've been there New Year's Day. It's a little dark in the morning.
Yeah, you guys have been chomping away at the bit since the early 70s, rocking audiences still today in 2025. What would you say is the reason for April Wine being able to resonate with multiple generations for so many decades?
I think it's the songs. The songs don't date themselves. The songs get passed down from generation to generation, a lot of the times through, you know, families, parents playing them in the house and kids listening and kids growing up and playing them and their kids listening.
Yeah, you hear, you get to see the generations out there of different ages and faces in the audience now, right?
Yeah, I've met, parents with their daughter or son with them at shows. And I said, how did you guys say, wow, and it was always playing in the house and I got to like it.
Yeah, and we can't sit and talk about the songs without talking about Miles. Firstly, our condolences on losing not only a pivotal member, but a family for your guys' band.
Yeah, it's a fellow I worked with for 47 years.
Yeah, right, and you don't...
I don't have relationships that lasted that long.
Right, right. Now, did you ever think that when you guys started this band and you started, in the 70s doing this, that you would still be out here churning out the tunes in 2025?
Wow. I couldn't think that far. I was so happy in the moment. And as I got older, I was hoping it wasn't going to end. So, and as the band got to be 25, 30 years old, I was saying, boy, I hope this lasts a lot longer.
And then I'm
so happy it is,
Yeah.
It's funny because back then when I joined in 77, I was the young guy. Now I'm the old guy.
Right.
And it's interesting being on stage or just sitting in airports or the bus or something, and you're looking around and seeing who's there. And you also see the ghosts of the people that aren't there anymore and different scenarios you had with them. And it's interesting when you hear someone like Jim Clench singing or hear Miles singing or see pictures of Steve Lang or even Gary and Jerry that, are still alive but just aren't there anymore on tour. It's kind of sad in a way, but it lets you know that, wow, you've come a long way,
Yeah.
You won this.
Yeah, it's evolution, too. I feel like a band like April Wine, like a lot of bands, is, it's evolved with you see these faces come and go. And like you say, some of it might bring up some emotions for you. But they say the show must go on. And here we are. Now,
well, I saw my face come and go looking at pictures.
That's the truth, right?
Yeah.
That must have been a bit of a sad time for you guys when you guys, went through that period of disbandment.
Yeah, that 8 years was a long one, and learned a lot about myself. And I was writing. I had a solo record going. Of course, it didn't do anything. Record company, that's what happens. You put your heart into it and release it, and just didn't happen. No promotion. Once the record's done, it's got nothing to do with music. But I learned how to do solo stuff, and I was happy when the band got back together because that's what I love to do.
You've seen so much change in the industry since the 70s, like an enormous amount of change come through the, the 90s and the 2000s. What do you think was one of the most challenging things that you had to adapt to in the change of the music industry?
Learn how to stay in it, I think, was the biggest challenge. Our type of music just never went away. I mean, it did for a little while, but it didn't come back. It always came back. To be loving being on the road. If you hate being on the road, and you shouldn't be into it. There's a lot of things that, it's in my blood, so I don't know anything else. It's just natural for me.
Once again, Brian Greenway, legendary man from April Wine. They are coming to town playing the River Cree Resort and Casino. You guys want to make sure you get your tickets. Thanks for taking the time to chat with us, Brian, and we cannot wait to see you again.
Thanks, Alec. Good to talk with you.